Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
British borrowers are facing higher repayment costs after the Bank of England once again raised interest rates. Adam Maguire from our business desk has more on this. Adam, can you tell us more about the UK Central Bank's decision?
So the Bank of England has decided to raise interest rates once again, its 12th consecutive rate rise, pushing the main borrowing rate in the UK up by a quarter of one percentage point to 4.5%. That's obviously bad news for anyone there who's on a variable or a tracker mortgage. They're now facing higher repayments in the near future. Now, yesterday we spoke about what's going on in the US, where inflation has fallen under 5% for the first time in 2 years. And there's an argument that says that that's due to the fact that the Fed moved so quickly to raise interest rates. It started the process in March of last year and raised rates by 5 percentage points since then. But if you're arguing that aggressive rate rising is key to snuffing out inflation, the UK is probably your counter argument, because it was actually quicker to act than the Fed. Its first rate increase was in December 2021, and rates have risen by 4.4 percentage points since then, so almost as aggressive as the Fed. And yet, inflation continued to tick up for most of that time, and while it has eased somewhat in recent months, it remains stubbornly high at 8.9%. And today, the Bank of England warned that inflation will be even slower to fall than it had hoped, mostly due to unexpectedly big and persistent rises in food prices. It had previously predicted that inflation would fall below 4% by the end of this year. Now it thinks it'll sit just above 5%, and it'll be 2025 before it gets back to the desired 2% rate. Well, onto a very different financial problem, and that's the one faced by Adidas in relation to Kanye West. As people may know, Adidas last year cut ties with the rapper over anti-Semitic remarks he made, and in doing so, it brought to halt a very lucrative production line of Yeezy-branded merchandise. But the decision didn't just cut off a solid revenue stream for Adidas, it also left them with €1.2 billion worth of Yeezy stock that it couldn't sell. And the irony is that the merchandise probably became even more valuable following its decision, because this had suddenly become gear that was limited edition. And Adidas has spent months trying to figure out what to do with the goods. It could dump them or give them away and swallow that massive loss, or it could sell them on and then risk being seen to profit off West's notoriety. And by the way, selling them would also mean they'd have to give the rapper his 15% cut of the money made under the previous agreement they had. So now Adidas has come out and said it's made a decision to sell at least some of the merchandise, but it says it will donate the proceeds to international organisations that were harmed by West's comments. What organisations that means isn't actually clear at the moment, and exactly how much of the proceeds will go towards them is also still unclear. Is it going to be before they take their costs away or after? But the move will probably help Adidas to at least minimise the $700 million loss it's expecting to make this year, in no small part due to the fact that it ended that Yeezy partnership.
All right, Adam, thank you very much for that.
Now, each year, about 11,000 students are suspended for a variety of reasons from school. YMCA, the Dublin community-based youth organisation, has today launched their alternative suspension services, which it hopes will support some of those students through their suspension and also help those who are at risk of being suspended. The service aims to offer students the opportunity to transform their time away from school into a positive experience that fosters their personal development and autonomy. I'm keen to learn more about this now, I must say. Susie Keane, coordinator of the Alternative Suspension Service at YMCA Dublin, is with me. Good evening to you, Susie.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on.
Now, tell me about this Alternative Suspension Service.
It is a programme that was set up in Canada 30 years ago, and we are the first in Ireland to do this. So this programme helps provide a neutral space for students who need to be referred. Either they are at risk of being suspended, have been suspended, or actually just need a bit of respite from school. They are referred to us for, at the moment, 3 days, mm-hmm. and we work with them on their schoolwork, and we actually have great conversations, and we work on various things like anxiety, stress, anger, like what I can control, what I can't. And then they go back into school the following day, and we actually do a reintegration meeting with them and the school to kind of formulate a plan to help them moving forward.
Okay, so they usually spend a very short amount of time with you. Is that a day or two? Is that it?
So originally it is kind of like a 3, 5, 7 days, but because this was a new program and we really had to kind of reconnect and put our roots down into our communities, I decided to kind of reduce that time to 3 days. We will from September be going 3, 5 and 7 day referrals. And so it really does, it was a short, sharp kind of intervention. Students were actually able to self-refer back 1 day a week for a period of 6 to 8 weeks. And that helped us kind of increase that kind of medium support and see where we could maybe refer them into other programs mm-hmm. or other youth organizations.
And did many students avail of that service to refer themselves back?
They did, actually. It was which was a massive win for us. And maybe I was a little surprised as well. I was a bit like, oh. But the great thing was we were able to, it kind of made them accountable because we would work with them on goals and they would actually complete those goals. You know, we would have a look at, say, for example, like a young person stopped doing sports and his anger increased. He noticed that actually if he went back and did sports, it might help him. And he went back and did sports and he's doing that now. And he's flying.
Wow. It seems to me they get this neutral space, as you say, and you just talk mm-hmm. out the skills for life that's required. Is that basically what's happening there?
Yeah, so like we often feel like, you know, school, there's like a lot of students around. There could be a lot of noise. The same can be said for them at home. And so often like when students can be suspended, home might not be the safest place. For them, school may be that safest place. But actually, they just need to be just come out for a little bit and actually be heard and actually have a longer time where we can just really chat with them. And mm-hmm. So having that time just to be like, what's going on? And actually giving them breathing space to learn how to articulate and kind of go, what do you mean by that? What's it like for you when you're sitting in a classroom? And what's it like for you in school? Like talk to us a little bit about that.
And I've got 20 seconds or so left. Is there any stigma attached to the program at all? Or is there a thawing out process where students say, I shouldn't be here. This is for other students and not me?
Actually, it was really interesting when I had a student come in to me last year. I was talking to him recently and he actually said, when I went in there, I realised that I wasn't alone. People were going through the same thing as me. So there's no stigma, really. They're always a bit nervous when they come in first, though.
Yeah, it's a really great thing. I tell you, an awful lot of workplaces could do with something similar as well. Susie, the best of luck, continued success with that programme, the Alternative Suspension Service at YMCA Dublin. Susie Keane, thank you very much indeed.